Segment 17, Flipping Ninja Boot Camp, Thrift Stores. So, thrift stores are awesome and highly profitable because they offer basically the ability to go there. You know, you walk into a thrift store, you can touch and feel items. Things are constantly coming in. People are donating things around the clock every single day. So it's basically a gold mine for deals and profits. There's so many things you can buy low and flip for profits. It's amazing how much opportunity exists in thrift stores alone that, you know, the majority of regular people, quote unquote, who need money or who are struggling or can't find a job, they don't think of it. And that's because they're not exposed to the training and the knowledge that you're getting here in the Flipping Ninja Blueprint. But it's amazing how easy it is to make money at thrift stores or from thrift stores. It's insane how much money you can make. And I'm not talking just like $20 here and there. I'm talking about several thousand dollars, several hundred dollars per week, per month, per year, just from thrift stores alone. So you're going to continue to learn throughout this blueprint what to buy and what there's a market for. And basically, you don't have anything to worry about as far as what to buy because there's always going to be things to buy. That's not your problem. Your problem is developing the courage to get into different markets and learn more about different markets. So getting familiar with, you know, appliances, furniture, electronics, jewelry, clothing, toys and games. It doesn't really matter. The point is you want to develop the courage. I want to help you develop the courage to be able to jump into different markets and quote unquote risk. Now you're not really risking anything. It's kind of like a paradox. You think you're risking something, like you think you're risking money when you maybe buy something that you don't know for sure if you can make money off of. But the truth of the matter is that you're forgetting my two rules that I follow, which is everything sells. And number two is have the courage to buy, have the balls to buy. So I want to shift your thinking. I want to just get into your mind and completely flip switches and reprogram you so that you can expand and widen your pipeline so that you can get into different markets and start making multiple flows of money from several different markets. So for example, maybe I'm kind of going on a rant here, but maybe you start with musical instruments. Let's say that I bought and sold Yamaha keyboards starting out. Let's say I made $100 average per month. The thing is, sometimes you'll make $400 or $500, maybe 2, 3, 4 keyboards. But let's say average on an annual basis, the average of profits on just keyboards is $100. Okay. So that's basically, I'm topped off at $100 as far as flipping goes. The only way to basically expand and widen that and blow it up is what do I have to do? I have to expand. I have to jump into different niches. So I have to exploit different markets. So maybe I'll look at furniture. I'll look at appliances. Let's say I get into the furniture game and next thing I know is on average I'm making $500 a month just from furniture. So now I've got my instruments, which is $100, and then I've got my furniture, which is $500. So right now, from those two niches combined, I have two flows of income from them. So from the first one is the $100 from keyboards and then $600 from the appliances. I mean, the furniture. So that's $600 a month for sure that I know that I can make. Now, imagine if you expand out to 10, 12, 15 different niches. Imagine if you've got keyboards and then you've got other instruments even. And then you've got, let's say you've got 5 different instruments. Okay. Maybe guitar, keyboard, saxophone, clarinet, I don't know, trumpet. So you've got 5 different instruments, 100 times 5, that's $500 a month from the instruments niche. And then you've got your furniture, which is another $500 average. So right there, that's $1,000 per month you're making. And again, this is just an example. Obviously, it's never going to be exact like this, but it is a true, honest picture of what things are going to look like. So the main point I want to drive home is expand your niche, get into different markets, and completely exploit different markets. So I didn't mean to go on a side rant about that, but it ties into what this segment is about, which is thrift stores, because thrift stores, you don't have to walk into a thrift store. It's actually a waste of time. I'd say it's a waste. once you become like a professional flipper, you're going to start valuing your time and see opportunity much more better, or see more opportunity. I don't know if that's a proper sense of see opportunity much more better. Anyway, so you're going to be able to go into a thrift store and look at multiple different categories. So you're not looking at just one section. You're not just going straight to the toys, looking at them and walking out. You're looking at every different corner, every different area of the thrift store, every different niche. So furniture, clothing, shoes, accessories, antiques, knickknacks, and basically all of them. So basically you go in there almost like a battle plan. Imagine yourself going to war. Whenever you go walk into a thrift store, you're going to a war. You need a battle plan because you're going to be looking at every different section of thrift store, and you want to be looking for all the deals. You want to go in with the eye for the deal and completely monetize the whole thing. So that's the cool part about thrift stores, is you're always going to have supply. And if you're not selling, you're not going to make money. So in order to keep selling, you need to constantly have inventory and supply. And thrift stores will basically give you an endless amount of supply. We're talking just one thrift store. Now imagine if you're cycling multiple thrift stores. Giant profit potential. It's not even hard to get to, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month, and even up to $5,000 a month, just from flipping through thrift stores, just from buying things from thrift stores and reselling them online on eBay, on Craigslist, etc. So the thing with thrift stores is there's no other place on earth that'll give you the same experience you'll get from walking into a thrift store or an antique or pawn shop. So what I mean by that is you can walk into the biggest mall in the whole world and you will not get the same experience that a thrift store will give you. Meaning when you're at a thrift store, you're going to come across so much random stuff, like the most random things you're going to come across, that, you know, if you walk into a mall, you're kind of stuck with the type of store you want to go to, shoe stores, clothing stores, and then different aisles, different sections of the store. You can't really find a store that has the type of random findings that you would get find at a thrift store. And there's a great story to basically paint a picture on this is the story of a guy named Zach Norris. So what happened was there's a story of this guy. This was probably 1, 2, 3 years ago. So he walks into a thrift store, and this guy was familiar with watches. I love watches myself. I've bought and sold, you know, dozens of them. I'd say I'm moderately knowledgeable about them, but there's some people out there who are just watch enthusiasts, so they know everything you can know about them. So basically, the story of Zach Norris is that he walks into a Goodwill, actually, and he sees a watch for $6.99, I think it was, $6.99. So to the average eye, it looks like just an old, cheap, you know, sucky watch that's not, you know, worth much. This guy, Zach, he knew that this was a $30,000 watch. He knew that this was a high-end luxury watch. So right away when he saw it, it actually didn't have the straps. It was just the watch portion. So he sees it, and he's like, holy smokes, I can't believe. So he gets the watch, and he goes to the checkout line. He was hesitant. He was scared to give the watch to the clerk who worked at this Goodwill because he was scared that the clerk might realize what the watch was and like take it or something. So long story short, he bought it for $6.99. He took it home. I don't remember for sure the specifics on the numbers, but I think he ended up selling this watch to a guy overseas from some watch forum for $40,000. And the guy overseas also gave him a $4,000 watch with it. But basically the point is, look, you can walk into the most expensive mall in the world. You can walk into Mall of America and you won't be able to find an opportunity like that. You can't walk into a mall and be able to monetize. I mean, I know I'm comparing basically two different animals because malls are built for the consumer. Malls are built for people to go and spend money at, but thrift stores are built for consumers as well. But since they sell items low and they've got just random items, it's the place to be for the flipper, for the person who wants to monetize and make a ton of money there. So that's another reason that thrift stores are powerful, and you should be really inspecting your thrift stores, checking them out, and being on the lookout.